Jack Redden is with me now. Jack, you've had about 5 minutes. What are your immediate impressions of that game today?
Yeah, I thought we were really good. Started really well. We died off a bit there in the third quarter, which hurt us a little bit. They got numbers to the contest, and we lost a bit of balance around there, and they hurt us a bit for a while there.
Now, I mentioned what Mickey Barlow said. How do you reflect on your own personal performance?
Yeah, well, it's not hard to be better than the last 3 weeks, mate. I sort of struggled a little bit there, but it's good to get a little bit of form back, and hopefully I can continue on for the rest of the season.
Now, I had you, then you had to run off to a quick meeting. What was said?
It was a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. We started really well, give them a little look there in the third quarter, and they got close to us, and then we finished off really well. So we're happy with the result and to get the 4 points, but there's definitely room for improvement.
I'll send you upstairs, Adam Papalia, Carl Langdon and Peter Bell.
Jack, congratulations on the win. First up, just individually, how is the body? Obviously, everyone knows you had an interrupted pre-season, and I see you're working your way back to 100% sort of fitness. Where do you think your body's at the moment?
Yeah, the last couple of weeks has actually pulled up really well. I haven't played the best games the last couple of weeks, but the body's pulling up well, and I feel like I'm getting that game fitness back now. So I was blowing a bit early, boys, but I'm just starting to get that match fitness now.
Jack, how much of a physical toll did that operation take on you? Did you lose much weight over the preseason? Did it take much time to sort of get yourself back fit and ready to go?
Yeah, it did. Initially, I thought the adductor was going to fix everything, but didn't fix the problem, and then I had the hernia repair. So it put me back a little bit, and I couldn't do weights and that sort of stuff, and put me back with my running. So it wasn't the best preseason, but I'm fit now, and I'm getting the game fitness in now. So
must be terrific to first of all have ruckman like Nick Natanui and also Scott Lysette, who's developing, but just ply your trade in there, Jack, around Matt Prittis and Luke Shuey. You've got a really good nucleus there.
It's great. They're quality players, and they're good to feed off and good to learn from as well. So Nick's amazing in there, and Scotty's playing really well, had a great game, and kicked a few goals this week as well. So he's applying himself well.
You're going along at a goal a week, mate. Now, how do you think the style compares to the old style up there at Brisbane?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough. I'm not really a goal kicker, but I've got on the end of a couple this year, and couple little check sides, which are in my bag of tricks, but I'll take them.
Now, the difference, you know, like, have you, what in, you know, since coming across to West Coast from, say, where you came from?
Yeah, like, there are different stages of their development. Obviously, West Coast had a great year last year, and they're looking to do the same thing this year, whereas Brisbane are probably in that development stage. So, West Coast probably a couple of years ahead in regards to development.
It's probably more about the style, though, mate. I mean, for you coming into the system, has it been easy to adapt to?
I feel like, considering I didn't do much pre-season, I've picked it up pretty well when I can. And when I was injured, I was learning with all the assistant coaches, and they'll feed me information. So when I come in, I thought I picked it up pretty quickly at training.
I know you blokes look ahead pretty quickly. Pretty tall order, isn't it, taking on Geelong down in their home oval, Simmons Stadium. I mean, they're in very good form against Gold Coast. That'll be a really difficult fixture for you guys.
Yeah, it is, and we can't afford to have lapses like we did today, so it's going to have to be four-quarter footy next week, and it's similar ground to Subi as well, so yeah. Hopefully we can play our brand of footy.
Thanks, Jack. Congratulations on the win. Good luck next week.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Jack Redden there, the former Brisbane Lion, now playing for the Eagles.